Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful start to the week. Well, at least it's the start of the work week or the school week. It's interesting. Yesterday after church, my boys and I were having this discussion about the start of the week, as in Sunday, versus start of the work week and the Sabbath, what day God rested and etc. And I love having older children and adult children to talk to about the things of the Lord, because they have great wisdom and insight, and they always amaze me, and we always have a good discussion. And it's good to talk about the things of the Lord with your kids, and we should be free to do that. So I'm blessed, and it's a great blessing. So I hope you're having a wonderful start of the work week, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you were able to take some time gathering together with those that you go to church with, or if you so happen to meet with us online yesterday before we had our church. And I hope that was a blessing to you as well. Anna and I, we have a great time, and we consider it such a great privilege to present to you some songs and scriptures on a Sunday morning. So today we're going to be reading from John 3. And I want to say that John is such a marvelous book of the Bible. It encapsulates the gospel perhaps like none other. It's very deep, yet at the same time very accessible. And I just want to tell you and urge you that if you have not given your life over to Christ, if you have not asked Him to forgive you of your sins and are now walking with Him, bearing fruit in the kingdom of God, if you're not doing that, I would urge you to do it. It's a simple thing, yet life-changing, and it'll be the start of something that that you could just never have imagined. So I want to urge you to do that. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday He's coming back, what a glory that will be. Wonderful His love to me. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, who died on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday He's coming back, what a glory that will be. Wonderful His love to me. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, who died on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday He's coming back, what a glory that will be. Wonderful His love to me. He died for you and me. The very, very least we could do is acknowledge that, accept Him as Lord and Savior of our life, and allow Him to lead us into life. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the salvation that You've provided to each and every one. Lord, You sent Your only begotten Son, that whosoever would just believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Lord, teach us more and more about this everlasting, this eternal life that You're talking about. Thank You, Father, that it's not just for the far away, but it's for the now. And Lord, just speak to us as we read Your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And we know that as we read his word, it will bear fruit. John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. This is indicating that we enter into the kingdom of God by the Spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And for every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. I'll just slip this in here. Throughout the scriptures, the word of God is likened unto light. Paul talks about that in Ephesians. And that's why the world does not like the word of God, because it reveals and it brings to light things that are wrong and things that need to be changed. And the world does not like to be reproved. We have, as Christians, we should be okay with being reproved. We should be okay with saying, hey, what you did isn't lining up with the word of God. Maybe you should do something about that. Verse 21, But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them, and baptized. And John also was baptizing near Aenon, near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to this seal that God is true. But he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Oh, there John wraps it up in a nice little bow. He that has seen the Son hath life. Oh, wonderful. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God believeth on him, abideth on him. Wonderful. Thank you so much for spending a little time with me this morning in the Word, and I hope that song sticks in your mind and reminds you of the wonderful salvation. And if you have not taken part of that, if you are not walking in eternal life or everlasting life, then today is the day. You don't have to wait any longer, and you don't have to have the wrath of God weighing on you, but we can be free from that, and we can walk with him as a loving Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our elder brother. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much. Again, thank you for your support here on YouTube and Facebook and our VIP page, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. Click on the blue VIP button. On our website, we also have these CDs for sale with that handy. Everyone that we've talked to says they love these new CD cases, so we're thankful to get the good reviews on that. So if you haven't purchased your new CD, get a hold of us. Go on our website and do that today. And it's not only do we think you're going to enjoy it, but it is an enormous help to us and what we're trying to do here. So thank you all. Hope you have a wonderful day. Lord willing, we will see you tomorrow morning with another song and a Bible reading. You take care.